This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone. TiVo and all the digital video recorders that followed changed the laws of physics for TV viewers. Time collapsed, and your favorite shows suddenly could be viewed whenever you wanted. Great for the TV audience, not so great for the TV industry. Time shifting meant that viewers could skip past commercials, which meant that advertisers would have less incentive to spend money advertising, which meant networks would have less money to invest in quality programming. But it turns out that many DVR watchers, 46% in fact, of those 18 to 49 who watch the major networks on a DVR actually do watch the commercials, according to New York Times writer Bill Carter.
I've always said people underestimate how passively people watch television. I don't know if you remember, there used to be like suggestions that there would be this tremendous move to interactive television where you could pick the ending and all this. And I thought, people don't want to do that. They don't want to think. After when they come home from work, you've been thinking all day. One of the people I talked to specifically said the passive nature of the medium is a factor. You come home, you put on your DVR, oh, I recorded House, and I ordered in some Chinese food, and the commercial comes on. Now I got to stop eating the Chinese food to pick up the remote and zip to the commercial. I don't bother. But it's also true that the commercials are slightly better than they used to be, and they're trying to make them more entertaining. They're putting more of them in high definition, and they're using little gimmicks.
There are four different kinds of ratings right now. They all show drastically different things.
Yes.
Can you explain how they work and what they show?
Okay, so you have what's called the live program rating. That's what you always had. The show is on the air, how many people were watching it while it was on the air. And then you have the live plus same day rating. So that means if you DVR'd the show, the 8 o'clock show, and you watched it at 10 o'clock, that's the live plus same day. Then you have live plus 7 days. And there you see within a week period, obviously the idea is before the next episode of the show comes on the following week, how many people watched. But there's a fourth category, the commercial plus 3 rating. And that does not measure the program at all. It only measures the commercials in the program over a 3-day period. From the time it was first on to 3 days later, how many people watched the commercials? And that's the key part of the business because that's what all the advertising rates are now based on.
So how does the picture differ from rating to rating to rating to rating?
If you're a network program, you have a much lower live program rating than you ever had before. Every year that goes down. But most shows have seen a bump in the commercial plus 3 rating. Their rating has gone up about 10%, even though only 46% are watching the commercial.
So what you're saying is that that 46% is actually 10% more people watching the commercials
Yes.
than before the DVR?
Yes. In the old days of television when there was no recording at all, if you had a favorite show and it was on 9 o'clock on Thursday night, and then another network said, I'm going to move my best show there, well, you had to make a choice then. Now you don't have to make a choice at all. The classic in this case, I think, is The Office. It's on at 9 o'clock on Thursday night. That's an unbelievably high-profile time period because CSI, which has been the most popular show on television for years, is also on there, and Grey's Anatomy, which is a gigantically popular show, is also on there. All three of those shows are now hits because of time shifting.
What about shows that are more time-specific? I guess some people time-shift sporting events, but do they time-shift
Rarely.
The news?
Most people watch news programs live. Very little time shifting. And interestingly, this year, the Jay Leno show, a show that was devised to be sort of the counter to the DVR because, oh, it's topical humor. Nobody's going to time shift it. You got to watch it live. It turns out that's a bad idea because commercial plus 3 has boosted the ratings for most shows. This show, the Jay Leno show, is one of the few in television that has a lower rating for the commercials after 3 days than for the live program. I was talking to an NBC executive who said, everything goes wrong for us. We come up with a show that's DVR-proof, and then they tell us, no, the DVR is good.
Too clever by half.
Yes. A CBS executive said to me, only half facetiously, that when they saw this research and they said, you know, the actual penetration of the DVR has slowed down. It was tremendous for a long time. But there are people now who say, you know what, it costs extra a month, so their penetration has slowed down. But he said, it looks so good, we ought to buy them and give them to viewers free and let them time shift as much as they want because it really helps. That it sounds bizarre, but another network executive said to me, we thought that it was our biggest enemy and now it's our BFF, the DVR.
Thank you so much.
Nice to be with you.
Bill Carter covers television for The New York Times.
I'm David Remnick, host of The New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.